Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll
7:30 CKDM. This is Ag Review, and it's time for our feature segment brought to you by Dauphin Plain Seeds Limited. Now joining us on the phone is General Manager of Manitoba Beef Producers, Carson Callum. Carson, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you're doing well today. And I wanted to start off by talking about the 42nd annual AGM for Manitoba Beef Producers. That's Thursday, February 11th, beginning at 12:45 p.m. Can you tell me a bit about, I'm sure, just like a lot of AGMs we've seen this year, maybe some adaptations and some changes. What should we know about on that front?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. We had to adapt this year and hold this particular AGM in a virtual format. So it's going to start at 12:45, as you said, on a Zoom platform meeting and run through most of the same stuff we would at an in-person meeting. We'll have a business component and some interesting speakers throughout the afternoon. So really hoping folks can attend, take time another day and attend.
So for more details and like to take a look at the agenda and to register for the AGM on the 11th of February, mbbeef.ca is the best place to go, right?
That is correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Carson Callum, General Manager of Manitoba Beef Producers. I want to talk about the agricultural crown land leasing topic. So we've had some producers reach out kind of wanting to know what's the latest on the advocacy work for producers, I guess some of whom taking issue with this system the provincial government is going with.
Yeah, and when this was originally rolled out in 2019, it was a big issue for many producers and our board here with Manitoba Beef Producers. A lot of changes that we did not want to see, whether it was eligibility criteria, first right of renewal, removal of unit transfers and rental rates, like a lot of these pieces that were not a positive were implemented in 2019. However, in the fall of 2020 here, after another consultation period, Manitoba government did re-implement the first right of renewal for legacy leases. So many of these producers that had these leases in their operation for multiple years will have the ability now to renew it and not lose it at auction. But there's still a number of items that are still concerning to us, and one of them is the rental rate increase. Yeah, we understand that the rate had been low for a number of years and it was going to increase, but we really tried to seek repeatedly for a more transitionary measure. This drastic increase is just not going to work for many producers and for them to fit it into their annual budgets. So we were really hoping to see more of a transitionary measure for this rental rate 5 years or greater, and definitely unfortunate that didn't move forward with, especially with the impacts that we're seeing from the pandemic. It's impacting so many sectors, and we would have liked to see some support with this transition period. But we continue to advocate in many other areas for this particular. In this particular file, whether it's be to re-implement the unit transfer policy, which is really important for many producers up in that area. And another one is the informed access. We've been asking for this for multiple years, and especially with this rental rate increase, we would like to see some informed access for the public to have to inform the leaseholder when they're going to use it for recreational purposes. And a variety of other things that we want to move forward with as well. Another one that I'll quickly touch on is valuing leaseholder improvements when they do eventually get out of cattle production, though, and transfer that lease. We'd like to come up with more of a better system to value those improvements than what is currently implemented or has been re-implemented because of these changes. So those are a few things that we're definitely working on, and we're still staying very focused on this file because it's very important for many of our membership and many producers across the province.
On the phone is Carson Callum, General Manager of Manitoba Beef Producers. Now, Carson, just to kind of button up this conversation, looking ahead in the short term, are there any opportunities to, you've kind of listed off many of the issues producers have been voicing, is there any opportunities to address this, any ongoing dialogue with the province to, like, can we expect some movement on this front in the short term here?
Well, they did just have a recent consultation that allowed for a bit of movement on some of those changes, but we're hoping to maintain the dialogue and try to get some of these other pieces changed, you know, such as the unit transfer. I have some, you know, some positive thoughts around how we can maybe consider the ecosystem services that these leaseholders provide too. And I know there's a lot of important dialogue on, you know, maintenance of grasslands throughout the province, and the province is very committed to that. So I think it really ties in nice with what these leaseholders, what these agricultural crown land forage leaseholders are doing on the landscape. So having those conversations, I really feel in the short term will be a positive, and I think we might see some benefit come out of those conversations.
Now, Carson, anything else in the short term here? We have the AGM for Manitoba beef producers coming up Thursday, February 11th. But anything else you're looking at you'd like to touch on right now?
No, I think that's great for today. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
We appreciate you calling in, Carson. Thanks a lot, and we'll chat soon.
You bet.
That was Carson Callum, General Manager of Manitoba Beef Producers. Again, that AGM for MBP happening Thursday, February 11th, beginning just before 1 p.m. Go to mbbeef.ca for more details on registering for that virtual AGM. This is Ag Review, the noon hour edition on 730 CKDM. I'm your host, Matt Hamill. We'll be right back on the program. As always, we'll finish off with a look at the five-day weather forecast. Just to watch him go.